in the limelight.
The European Union is Britain's biggest trading partner, accounting for 47% of its trade in 2019. It had a trade deficit of £79 billion, or $106 billion, with the European Union, a surplus of £18 billion in services, outweighed by a deficit of £97 billion in goods. Even with a Brexit trade deal, Britain's reasonable worst-case scenario is that 7,000 trucks bound for the continent could stack up in the southern English county of Kent. Britain's Office for Budget Responsibility, OBR, has forecast a no-trade deal would wipe an extra 2% off British economic output in 2021, whilst driving up inflation, driving up unemployment and public borrowing. Britain's Office for Budget Responsibility, OBR, said tariffs under World Trade Organization rules and border disruptions would hit parts of the economy, such as manufacturing, that were emerging relatively unscathed from the COVID-19 pandemic. The long-term hit could be costly for both Britain and the 27 remaining EU members. Germany, Europe's biggest economy, is Britain's biggest EU trading partner. The shock would be felt unevenly across the continental Europe, with those likely to be hit worst, including Ireland, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Luxembourg, Malta, and Poland. The Halle Institute for Economic Research has forecast that European Union companies exporting to Britain could lose more than 700,000 jobs if no trade deal is agreed. We have prepared an article for you written jointly by Guy Falconbridge and John Chalmers. The piece is titled "The Potential Impact of Brexit Without a Trade Deal." The article has been taken from the website of the Reuters news agency. Please stay with us for more of Guy Falconbridge and John Chalmers' article. Britain and European Union sought on Sunday, 6th of December, to strike an elusive trade deal, with failure likely to end with trade in chaos, markets tumbling and a huge economic price to pay. Here are some of the potential pressure points of a no-trade deal after 5 years of Brexit crisis. Sterling. According to major foreign exchange traders, investors and banks have predicted that a deal will eventually be done, so a no deal would hit the sterling. The shock referendum result on 24th of June 2016 sent the pound down 8% against the US dollar, its biggest Monday fall since the era of free-floating exchange rates began in the 1970s. That was nearly double the 4.3% drop on 16th of September 1992, when financier George Soros broke the Bank of England, after his bets against the pound were instrumental in the currency's exit from the European exchange rate mechanism. Trade. Overnight, Britain would lose zero tariff and zero quota access to the European single market of 450 million consumers. Britain would default to World Trade Organization terms in its trade with the 27-state bloc, making it, in effect, as distant to its biggest trading partner as Australia. Britain would impose its new UK global tariff on European Union imports, whilst the European Union would impose its common external tariff on British imports. Non-tariff barriers could hinder trade, with prices predicted to rise for consumers and for businesses. Borders risk disruption, especially the main crossing points, with shortages of certain goods possible, as Britain imports 60% of its fresh food. Any disruption would be felt most keenly by sectors that rely on just-in-time supply chains, including autos, food and drinks, Other sectors likely to be affected will include textiles, pharmaceuticals and chemical and petroleum products. The European Union is Britain's biggest trading partner, accounting for 47% of its trade in 2019. It had a trade deficit of £79 billion, or $106 billion, with the European Union, a surplus of £18 billion in services, outweighed by a deficit of £97 billion in goods. Even with a deal, Britain's reasonable worst-case scenario is that 7,000 trucks bound for the European continent could stack up in the southern English county of Kent. The economy. Britain's Office for Budget Responsibility, OBR, has forecast a no-trade deal would wipe an extra 2% off British economic output in 2021, whilst driving up inflation, driving up unemployment and public borrowing. The Office for Budget Responsibility, OBR, said tariffs under World Trade Organization rules and border disruptions would hit parts of the economy, such as the manufacturing sector, that were emerging relatively unscathed from the COVID-19 pandemic. The long-term hit could be costly for both Britain and the 27 remaining EU member states. Germany, Europe's biggest economy, is Britain's biggest EU trading partner. The shock would be felt unevenly across continental Europe, with those likely to be hit worse include Ireland, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Luxembourg, Malta, and Poland. The Haller Institute of Economic Research has forecast that European Union companies exporting to Britain could lose more than 700,000 jobs if no trade deal is agreed. Northern Ireland. Both sides want to avoid a hard border between the United Kingdom's Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland in the European Union. Implementing the Northern Ireland Protocol of the 2020 Brexit Treaty will be complicated without a trade agreement. Under the treaty, Northern Ireland remains in effect in the EU's single market for goods aligned to its customs rules after 31st of December, unlike the rest of the United Kingdom. Exactly how checks, regulations and paperwork will work between Britain and Northern Ireland is not yet clear. But without a trade deal, the divide between Britain and Northern Ireland would become more distinct. Brexit, without a trade deal, could allow Northern Ireland to become a backdoor into the EU's single market, thus raising the spectre of a hard border on the island of Ireland for the first time since the 1998 peace deal. The 1998 Good Friday Agreement brought an end to 3 decades of sectarian violence between mainly Protestant Unionists, who favoured continued British rule in Northern Ireland, and the mainly Catholic Irish Nationalists, who want a united Ireland. Acrimony. Both sides would likely blame each other for any chaos after a no-deal exit, and Europe would be split just as it faces the challenges of China's rise, Russia's self-reliance, and the continuing fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. Such a failure could shake the bloc that was created to bind the ruined nations of Europe into a global power after the Second World War. The European Union would lose one of Europe's leading military and intelligence powers, its second largest economy, and the only financial capital to rival New York. Britain would be alone, left far more dependent on its alliance with the United States. Britain is also pushing ahead with legislation known as the Internal Market Bill that would allow it to break parts of the 2020 Brexit Treaty relating to Northern Ireland, making it unclear how far it would implement the divorce deal. The City of London. London, the world's international financial capital, is largely ready for Brexit, as a trade deal was never going to cover Britain's most globally competitive industry. While most banks and investors have found ways to navigate Britain's departure from Europe, the long-term impact of an acrimonious Brexit would be unpredictable, and the European Union would likely try to grab more market share from the City of London. London is the centre of the world's $6.6 trillion a day foreign currency markets, accounting for 43% of global turnover. Its nearest European Union competitor, Paris, accounts for about 2%. The British capital is also the global center for euro trading, a potential headache for the European Central Bank, the ECB.